conferences, hardly finished until someone would come. Many times I've had young people come to me at the end and say, we were impressed, and we know it's the right thing. And God has saved many of these gatherings of his own. May he do so. It was my prayer as I thought of coming, that as well as the brethren being helped of God to minister the truth faithfully, that there may be some heart of a believer touched, perhaps in sadness, loss of loved ones, and perhaps trials that we know nothing about, that the prospect of being raptured at any moment might bring peace and joy to our hearts. And those who are not saved may be spoken to, and spoken to in such a way that some boy or girl, or even someone older, you would begin to think one day the hall will be empty. The believers will be raptured home. And if you're left behind, you'll never be saved, having heard the gospel of God's grace. What an awful thing it would be if you were left behind, and mother and father and grandfather and grandmother, or even your wife or husband, would be gone. You'd have an empty home, and there'd be no hope of ever being saved. And so I thought I would like to turn to this magnificent passage, 1 Thessalonians 4, and from verse 13 to the end of the chapter is underlined in my Bible as a special portion of the Word of God. I've turned to it many times in my life, and I've ministered from it on many occasions, and I believe that the Lord touched us with the ministry today, and I hope that my word would help the Lord's people. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are fallen asleep, that you sorrow not even as others, but you have no hope. You know, when I'm called to take a burial, I'm always tender-hearted towards those who have lost a loved one. And sometimes there's been a sad case when a mother would say, Jimmy was a good boy, but we never heard that he was saved. You know how I answer that? You do not know what transpired in moments before he passed away. Your prayers, Mum, and your husband's prayers could have been answered, maybe thought during the day. And they began to see that woman that day, one of them especially, the tears wiped away. She said, it's true. I said, listen, maybe in the moments before he went, he rested on Christ for salvation. It did them a lot of good. We wouldn't wish any person to end up without a Savior. The greatest blessing that ever I received from the hand of God was the night as a boy when I saw that on the tree he took my place, went up Skull Hill with my name on his heart, to die on that cruel cross, shame and curse, to be rejected and despised of men. For me, Lord Jesus, thou hast died, and I have died with thee. It's a wonderful thing to think about, that each one of us here who are saved, as he moved on that hill lone and gray, and endured the spitting and the shame, and the thorns on his brow, that he thought of us as an individual. Oh, how wonderful that my name was on his heart. And when we see him in the glory, people are looking forward to meeting loved ones. Anyone with any thought would feel like that. And to see great servants and men that we read about in the Old New Testament, and to see the wonders of the palace home. But you know what I think of? An old hymn. We'll turn from all the glory of that thrice blessed place, and drawing near to Jesus, look upon his face. Once more, spot upon. Throughout eternal ages I'll worship and adore the glorious, loving Savior of all my sorrows bore. As he moved up to Golgotha, despised and rejected of men, your name was on his heart as an individual. If you're saved, and mine as well. Wonderful thought. Lord Jesus, thou hast died for me. I remember the night when I realized that. As a poor sinner, as a young man serving in the forces and facing death, and so many comrades perish in the darkness, to finally bow my knee and realize he thought about me and preserved me to this moment. What more can I do but rest upon the blessed promise, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And so I trusted him. Wonderful thought. I've lived a long time. I failed him. I wasn't up to the full expectation, none of us are. But oh, at my age now, realizing that I've been so long in the Lord's service more than most, and old age is here, it's a sweet thought to pillow our head, I said to my wife, to pillow our heads knowing that if he comes, we'll go, and heaven is our home. He's waiting to receive us. His smile will be the first to welcome me. We have loved ones there. The great ones that we read about and preached about. The writers of the scriptures. The apostle. I hope to commune with him. And with others. There will be plenty of time. But we'll turn from all the glory of that thrice blessed place. And drawing near to Jesus, we look upon his face. Throughout eternal ages, we worship and adore the glorious, loving Savior who all my sorrows bore. I hope you're all saved here. Maybe there's a boy not saved sitting by, or a young woman whose father has prayed for you, or a wife that's here with her husband, but she's not saved. Or a father that's praying for a son he loves. This is what we trust will be the final telling of this conference. One soul from here to meet us at God's right hand. To walk down the golden street and say that day when the brethren were gathered, the little hall there, and they preached the word, I came to Christ. Received him as my Savior for time and eternity. We're missing out in many conferences long ago. I always remember that they seldom passed, but some boy or girl or man or woman or someone came to Christ. And that's what our desire is. Now let me look at these verses just for a moment, not to be tedious. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as the others, which have no hope. For since we believe that he died and rose again, even so them also which sleep through Jesus will God bring with him. I doubt not that there may be a father here whose wife is gone, a mother here whose husband is gone. Someone here, and they have loved ones in the glory whose dear form they often miss. And as you sit here, you enjoy the ministry, but there's a sadness. A widow rises to go to a home to sit down a lonely chair This is the great and blessed hope of the Lord's people. The reunion with our loved ones that have gone before. I know people will say, of course, we'll all be different. Yes, everyone in the glory will be precious to us. But I believe in the uniqueness of the arrangements by the Lord of man and wife. That many a wife will greet her husband in the glory. You know, they used to sing an old hymn before I was saved that used to speak to me because my dad and mother were saved and I was lost. My brother was saved and I was lost. There are loved ones in the glory whose dear form we often miss. When you close your earthly story, will you join them in their bliss? Will the circle be unbroken by and by? A blessed home awaiting in the sky. If our gatherings here would result in some mother's son trusting Christ, some dear girl that we love, who is the delight of her father, but not saved. Children sitting with us here in the ministry of the word so reverently, I mark the reverence of the young people here today as you listen. And you're not saved. Now is the time. Do you know why? The coming of the Lord is imminent. It wouldn't surprise me if this is the last time to be gathered here at this time of the year for the ministry of the word in this great city. He's coming. We can almost hear his footfall on the threshold of the door. And my heart is longing to be with him evermore. Here's what has been in my mind. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, those also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. A wonderful thing to see him. But behind him there in that wonderful company, we'll see Grandma. Yes, I know it's changed, but still will retain earthly thoughts. We'll see my grandfather. Some will see their dear wife that they loved. And children will all gather home in the morning. We used to sing an old hymn, and when they sang it, when I was a boy, it always touched me. Will the circle be unbroken by and by? In the better land awaiting in the sky. I hope all our circles will be complete. Greatest joy I had as a servant of the Lord was when one by one my children came to tell me. I never preached to them. I never bore down upon them. My oldest son came, he said, Dad, your God is mine. My daughter came and she said, Dad, I've trusted Christ. And God gave me something that I treasure more than all my service, is that my four children came one by one to tell me they trusted Christ. I never pressed them. I never pushed them. My wife and I prayed for them. Maybe you have children that are not saved. Don't give up, dear brother, sister. God answers prayer. He looks upon the tears of parents. It's no good preaching to the children and trying to convince them. We pray to God that His Holy Spirit might move upon their tender heart and bring them to Christ for salvation. The Lord Jesus is interested in our families. And I'm interested in your family, as you would be interested in mine. Some people have sorrows with their family. Some people have seen their sons turn away from the truth and wouldn't even come to a gospel meeting. And they're almost giving up. Don't give up. Pray, Continue to pray. God hears and answers prayer. And he looks down, and if he sees a tear in your eye, it'll touch his tender heart. The God we have is a God sufficient for our every need. Now, I must go because I must look at this passage for a minute. And I would like to be asked back. Preached too long to say it was very good, but should have been done long ago. Now, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as the others who have no hope. See, I'm speaking now to people who have loved ones still alive. But in our gathering, there are always widows. They go home to see the chair that Joe or James sat in, an empty chair. Life's not the same. Comfort one another with these words. You know, the greatest comfort I can give to a widow is to tell her that her husband will meet her in the glory, or perhaps meet her in the midair. The Lord should come. It's a delightful thing to be able to comfort people with these words. Now listen to these words. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, them also which sleep through Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you in a word from the Lord, that we which are alive and are the remainder shall not precede them that have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. My, what a day it would be. What if we lived? I would long, really, dear brethren, to be alive and remain. I know I'm very old now, and I'm longer in the Lord's work than perhaps any other worker. Spent a long time. But I'd like to be alive and remain to hear his voice. Come up hither. The one that called me when I was in my sins and said, come to me, is going to say, come up to be with me throughout the ages that are to come. What will the world mean? Nothing. What will any success we have had, even in preaching, what will it mean? It's all past. But there in the glory to look upon them, to see those hands still with the nail prints, on that side, 5 wounds remain upon his person. The visage that was marred is no longer marred. But the hand that lifts to greet us when we come, we'll see the wound. We'll never forget Calvary, dear brother. Lest I forget Gethsemane. Lest I forget thy love to me. Lead me to Calvary. The only thing that really matters in our lives, and I know you've all problems, every one of us have it. Problems at school, problems at business, problems with our relatives, problems even in the assembly. But all those problems will be wiped away in a twinkling. And we'll see his blessed face and crown him Lord of all. I know what I'm going to say to him. I didn't deserve to be here. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. For the Savior who left his home above. For when you look at his home, sometimes I've been invited to the home of someone in an assembly, in other countries too. One man invited me. When I went to his home, he was a multimillionaire. Such a pleasant thing to move around in that home with a man like that. But then another day I was invited, and when I went, there wasn't even a bathroom. But the man loved Christ just the same. Earthly homes will mean nothing. I have a home above, from sin and sorrow free. A mansion, eternal love, designed and planned for me. My seat is there. My home is there. I will soon be there. I've traveled a long time. Likely one of the oldest of the servants that now remain, waiting for his coming. Dear brethren, I could speak all night about this, but if I lived, they would maybe never ask me back, and I would love to come again. I've been coming here for many years, and I appreciate all the ministry that was given here today, and say amen to all the truth for his name's sake.